This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hand that you know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby. I got an old timer I'd like to do for you now. Real nice too, I think. Buddy, you ready?
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't no her, show her to me. Dinah, with a Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I with some taking the dynamite, change your mind about me. Dinah, did you wander to China? I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, know her, why don't you show it to me? Dinah, with her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I sit with pride? Take the big dynamite, change your mind about me. Why don't you tell me that you change your mind about me? Dinah, if you want me to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be the Dinah-Lee. Just to be the Dinah-Lee. Just to be the Dinah-Lee.
You know, folks, it's the traditional privilege of the American people to complain, or to employ the vernacular, to be. If it isn't the weather, it's the high cost of living, or maybe it's the urban bus service, the conditions of the road. Then, too, it may be that too many people are yachting on your party line, or city your eggs being over easy, they're basting it. But if you really want to catch an American exercising his inalienable privilege to gripe, that's Montaxi. I think that memorable evening in 1773 when a group of Boston blades disguised as Indians hoisted that frigate from Boston Harbor and gave a couple hundred bags of tea the old heave-ho as a protest against the tax they're on. All you have to do to get a countryman to reach for his expletives is discrimination of his dimension taxes. And I think they would them, too. If this mentioned April 15th to me, and I'd blanch involuntarily. I'd squawk a little, as who doesn't? But all I have to do to regain my composure is to examine my background. Just recall the good fortune that has come to me and my family. The blessings that have been bestowed on me, the comforts, the pleasures, the conveniences. Just because I like to sing and somebody likes to listen. I want to tell you the brief dies in my throat, and I reach willingly for my pen, and I time the check with a reasonable amount of alacrity. If I do, when I reflect further, the taxes are the price we pay for government. Without them, we'd have no standard of living, no public conveniences, and no civilization worthy of the name. They keep tough. Candidly, I'm grateful that I'm able to contribute to the operation in any small way of this great government. Help it to do the hundreds of necessary things for us that no single citizen can possibly do for himself. Now, what bills do you put your school building and pays the salaries of your teachers and your principals? What provides your football field, your playground, your public parks, your swimming pools, tennis courts, all the other fine recreational facilities? What fills your schools and public libraries with the books you read and study? And what saves your house from burning down the factory down the street? And what puts the traffic stop at your corner, keeps police cars cruising the streets, and supports the G-men and the FBI who protect us from sabotage and from treason? What paves the streets in front of your house and throws a network of smooth highways across the country? And what supplies the purified water you drink and keeps it flowing day and night to wash away the sewage? What gives the farmers expert scientific advice on soil, seeds, fertilizer, livestock? What guarantees them a living income from the crops that they raise? What guards the millions and millions of acres of our forests against fire and blight and beautifies the national and state parks, the parks we love to visit in and to vacation? What trains, mobilizes, and supplies our army, our navy, our marines, our air force in Korea or everywhere else where the peace of the world is threatened? What pays our freely voted share of the upkeep of the great hope of world peace, the United Nations? The answer to every one of these questions, and a great many more, is taxes. Every minute of every day, your safety, your health, security, convenience, and welfare are touched to the million points by the tax-supported activities of government in cities, states, and nations. You think you'd like to live in a world without these things? If any American today is looking around for a good, solid investment, one that will pay him the greatest return, the least amount of money expended, you don't have to look any further. As a taxpayer, he has already hit the jackpot by being a stockholder and a member of the board of directors in the greatest nation in existence. We can take our profits any way we like. I personally expect to go for the many choice selections of freedom. Freedom of enterprise, freedom of speech. There's folks take advantage of this, I think. Freedom to choose and vote, as I would. Freedom of religious worship. By paying our taxes, we continue to expand these freedoms, which enrich our American way of life and keep us free of tyrannical discipline, which leads to communism. Actually, I consider it a pleasure to pay my taxes. I consider it a great privilege to pick up the tab that Uncle Sam lays in front of me. Where in the world could I get more of an abundance of good things for my family, for myself, for my future? Where can I get them better than by investing in America? You know, we should always keep uppermost in our mind the fact that taxes are not levied arbitrarily. I'm sure you good students of civics and political economy know that. The power of Congress and state, county, and local governments to lay and collect taxes is closely controlled by the people themselves through the medium of a popular franchise. A good idea to always keep this thought in mind, too. In constitutional states, liberty is the compensation of the heaviness of taxation. In despotic states, the equivalent for liberty is the lightness of taxation. I seem to be quite an authority on how and why we are deprived of our lease, don't I? I seem pretty happy about the whole thing, dear. Don't I? Well, why not? Certainly beats jumping off the bridge.
Well, I have my little chamber music group ready here again with another standard that plays pretty good for a journeyman sea-level baritone like myself.
song of love is haunting me. Melody haunting me.
From the 20th century Fox picture Desiree, which of course features Marlon Brando as Napoleon. I made this sing this song with my right hand tucked in the waistcoat. Here's the song, then. It's called We Meet Again, and I believe it's available on the Decca label. Todd, I'd like to say that I hope we all meet again. What do you say, right here, same time, the same place tomorrow evening? Good night, and thank you very much.
Bing Carpenter saying goodbye to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, Sunshine from Hollywood.